听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve, thanks for joining us today. Well, in the 1930s, Amelia Earhart gained international fame when she became the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean. And that was just one of many records she would set in the world of aviation. Not only was Amelia Earhart good at setting records, she was good at breaking them as well. And that's the focus of this next portion of our lesson. So, why don't we get started? Let's turn to page 25 and look a little deeper into the dramatic and daring life of Amelia Earhart, the woman who made history by taking risks.
Amelia Earhart. After Earhart's Atlantic crossing, the press dubbed her the Queen of the Air. As she planned new flights, opportunities arrived in the form of product promotions, a book deal, and a lecture tour. Setting and breaking records. In spite of the publicity, Earhart's objective continued to be flying. In 1932, she became the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. She then became the first person to fly solo over the Pacific from Hawaii to California in 1935.
Hi, friends, and welcome. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And thanks for joining us for our second day in our Historical People article. We've been looking at Amelia Earhart. Yesterday, we looked at some of Amelia's early years and how she got started flying. Now, we saw yesterday that she had gained a reputation for climbing trees and hunting rats as a little child, and she also gained international fame for being the first woman to fly across the Atlantic.
That's right. And after her Atlantic crossing, the press dubbed her the Queen of the Air. And that word dubbed means, if you dub someone, that means you are giving them a name that describes them in some way. A very special, maybe, nickname, we might say. We might say that Elvis Presley is known as the King of Rock. He is dubbed the King of Rock. So Amelia had a very special name here, the Queen of the Air.
Right, that's her new title. And it sounds like the press, or we would think newspapers at this time, newspapers, the press, gave her this title. So they dubbed her the Queen of the Air. So as she planned new flights, opportunities arrived in the form of product promotions. Now, a promotion is what, Chelsea?
Well, a promotion is an activity to advertise something or to promote something. You see that word promote in there? So in this case, she was probably promoting products because she became very famous very quickly. So maybe she's doing advertisements for magazines or newspapers. They, of course, didn't have TV quite that early, but she was promoting products, and when people saw her face, I'm sure they recognized it.
Right, and a product or a company would want a woman like Amelia Earhart to help them with promotions because they would want their reputation to be better. A woman like Amelia Earhart could improve your company's reputation.
So she did product promotion. She even had a book deal, which probably means she wrote a book about her crossing the Atlantic. And she even went around and did a lecture tour. And as most of you know, a lecture is a formal talk often held in schools, or in some other formal setting, where maybe she talked about what it was like to be a female in the aviation industry.
And she was a special female. Our article goes on to talk about how she set and broke records. And here we're talking about aviation records. So our article goes on to say that in spite of the publicity, and publicity there is all of the attention that was coming from the public. So in spite of all this public attention, Earhart's objective continued to be flying. Now, if we're talking about her objective, what are we talking about?
Well, another way we might say that is her goal. It's something that you plan to do or plan to achieve. So even though she had all of this fame and she was promoting products and maybe writing books, her goal, her focus, her objective continued to be flying. That was her first priority. And it's a good thing she concentrated on it, because what happened in 1932, Chip?
Well, in 1932, she became the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. Now, before, we saw that she was the first woman to fly across the Atlantic. Now, she's beating that record, and she's the first woman to fly solo, or to fly by herself, across the Atlantic.
That's so impressive, and I'm sure people got very excited about that. That's not all, though. She didn't stop there. Soon after, she also became the first person to fly solo over the Pacific Ocean from Hawaii to California. And that happened just a few years later in 1935. So as you can imagine, this is, again, the early years of flight when women are generally just staying at home and working there. And Amelia Earhart comes out and she breaks all these records and she flies across oceans by herself. Wow, what achievements.
Right, she is truly doing things that are changing history. So Amelia Earhart is making history, especially for women. She's really changing the situation for women everywhere.
And she is one of the most noted women in history, and we have so much more to learn about her. But first, we are going to visit the chat room, and then we'll take a break. And when we come back, we'll learn a little bit more about that mystery that surrounds her death. So stay with us.
Whew. Hi, Ken.
Hey, Ashley. Oh, that's a big stack of books you have there. Do you need a hand?
That's okay. I can do it myself.
Hey, do you remember that article I showed you yesterday about Amelia Earhart? It says that she became the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. What does it mean to fly solo?
Well, that's a good question for Linda. Let's ask her.
Okay.
Hello, friends. Now, because Amelia Earhart flew an airplane by herself, we can say that she flew solo. And you know, sometimes we use it with other verbs. You can say you're doing something solo. I'm traveling solo means you're traveling alone. Oftentimes, we use the word solo in music. When a person sings a song or plays an instrument by themselves, we call it a solo. When two people sing or play an instrument together, it is called a duet. And when three people sing or play an instrument together, it's called a trio.
That's good information to know. So, Ashley, you're working solo today. Do you ever work duet with anyone?
No, we can't say that. Duet is mainly used in music, while solo can be used as a noun or adverb in different situations. If two people are doing something together, you could say that they are working in pairs, or they are partners. You could also call them a duo.
What if three people are working together?
In that case, you could say they are working in threes, or you could say that they are a working trio.
Okay, it makes sense.
Okay, I better organize these books.
Okay, you do that. 今天的课文提到 Amelia Earhart became the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. Solo 就是单独的。To fly solo 就是单独飞行，也就是说 Amelia Earhart 成为第一位独自驾驶飞机穿越大西洋的女性飞行员。 Solo 呢其实是来自于音乐，表示独唱或独奏，我们也可以顺便学双重唱或双重奏，那就是 duet。 而三重唱或三重奏呢是 trio， 但是要注意哦，除了 solo 之外， duet 跟 trio 都只局限于音乐，我们可以说 travel solo， 但不能够说 travel duet。 若是要表示两个人一起，我们可以用副词片语 in pairs， 而三个人一起呢，可以用 in threes。 另外一个双人组叫做 a duo， 而一个三人组是一个 trio。 好，我们下次图书馆见。
Hi friends, welcome back from the break. Okay, today, over 100 years after her first birthday, Amelia Earhart's name is still famous. Why? Because she took risks. Sadly, the danger of flying caught up with her just as she was trying to create yet another aviation record, the first woman to fly around the world. Now, tragically, Mrs. Earhart's round-the-world trip was to be her last. Let's turn in our magazines over to page 26 under the heading The Final Flight and learn more.
Amelia Earhart, The Final Flight. As her 40th birthday approached, Earhart prepared for her biggest challenge,an around-the-world flight. On June 1st, 1937, Earhart and her navigator, Fred Noonan, began their 46,671-kilometer journey in Florida. They arrived in New Guinea on June 29th with only 11,265 kilometers left to go. Sadly, their plane disappeared on the next leg of the trip, and they were never heard from again.Amelia once wrote to her husband, "Please know that I am aware of the hazards, but women must try to do things as men have tried." Because of her courageous effort, Amelia Earhart's name lives on.
Welcome back. So we've been talking about the life of Amelia Earhart and how she has made history. Well, we looked at her early years and we also looked at how she got interested in flying. We saw some of the records that she set and some of the records that she broke. And now it's time for us to look at this final flight, this story that is still a mystery, this problem that has not yet been solved.
That's right. It still is a mystery. Let's learn about that. As her 40th birthday approached, Earhart prepared for the biggest challenge, for her biggest challenge, an around-the-world flight.Now, this already sounds like a huge challenge to me. We know that she's flown over the Atlantic Ocean. She's flown over the Pacific Ocean. But now she wants to circle the whole globe. She wants to go around the world.
Right. And, I mean, it's pretty amazing. I guess before she was setting records and breaking records, flying solo, flying by herself. But in this case, since it's around the world, she's not going alone.So she's going around the world, and on June 1st, 1937, Earhart and her navigator, Fred Noonan, began their long journey, this 46,671-kilometer-long journey, and they began this journey in Florida.
They did. They began it together. Amelia Earhart was going to be the pilot. She was going to pilot the plane, and... Fred Noonan was going to be the navigator. And a navigator is a person who is inside maybe a ship or an airplane, and they are the person who decides which direction that will go. So Fred Noonan's job was to keep them on track, to maybe watch a map or look at a map and make sure that Amelia was flying in the right direction.
Now, usually this word navigator is referring to the person with the map, maybe with the compass in a ship or an airplane, like you said. But actually, Chelsea, I know that sometimes when we make a long journey in a car, sometimes I'll be driving and you will be my navigator. You will be the person who's looking at the map, telling us which direction to go.
That's true. Sometimes I am the navigator. I don't know if it's always a good idea, though, because sometimes we get a little bit lost when I'm the navigator. Hopefully Fred Noonan was a better navigator than I am when I'm looking at a map. So they started this journey in Florida, and they arrived at one of their last destinations, New Guinea, on June 29th. And when they were there, they only had 11,265 kilometers left to go. Now, if you do the math there, they've gone most of the way. They just have a small portion left to finish. They're in New Guinea. New Guinea is a small, or not necessarily small, it's an island that is just a little bit north of Australia. And you can see that on your map on page 26.
So they only had a little bit further to go. They're almost home. And sadly, their plane disappeared on the next leg of the trip. Now, if we're talking about a leg of the trip or a leg of the journey, we're talking about the distance or the time period between stops. Obviously, on an around-the-world trip, she and her navigator will be making several stops, probably to get more fuel, maybe to get food, and the travel between those stops is called a leg.
So another way to maybe say that, it is one stage or one part of a journey or an activity or a competition. I might say that I ran the last leg of the relay race. That last stage or part was the one that I ran. So they are coming to their last leg when their plane disappears and they are never heard from again. I do think that the map on page 26 is very interesting to look at. You can take a look and see exactly where they flew, the different cities that they flew through, and the different legs of the trip.
Right, and they were just north of Australia when they were last heard from, and they're in New Guinea, and then they were never heard from again. Well, Amelia once wrote to her husband, "Please know that I am aware of the hazards." So she is aware of the dangers of flying around the world. But women must try to do things as men have tried.
This is a great quote. I really like this quote, and I think Amelia Earhart did so much for the voice of the woman back then and even today. And because of her courageous effort, Amelia Earhart's name lives on even now, years and years after her plane disappeared. And if something or someone is courageous, that just means that they have or are showing courage or bravery. So I think we can definitely say that Amelia Earhart had courage. She was very courageous.
Right. She did this in spite of the dangers, in spite of the risks, and probably in spite of her own fears. I'm sure she was very afraid, but she was courageous, and she did these things anyway. Well, that's all we have for today. I hope you've learned something about Amelia Earhart's life, and I hope her life has been an encouragement to you as her name lives on. Stay tuned for a skit.
Wow, you did it, Amelia. You are the first woman to fly across the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes, but too bad I wasn't the pilot.
Well, that's all right. Look, you have gained international fame. The newspapers are dubbing you the Queen of the Air.
Queen of the Air. I like that. And I like flying. I want to plan more flights.
Yes, plan more flights and plan to be busy. Look at all these opportunities.
What opportunities?
We have product promotions and book deals and a lecture tour. You'll be getting a lot of publicity.
That's great. But my objective is flying, and I have a lot of goals.
I'm sure you do.
I want to be the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic.
Oh, that won't be easy.
And the first person to fly solo over the Pacific.
Do you think you can?
Of course I can. And after that, I'll prepare for the biggest challenge of all.
What will be your biggest challenge?
I want to fly around the world.
Fly around the world? That could be very dangerous.
I know. I'm aware of the hazards. But women must try to do things just like the men.
Amelia, you are so courageous. Whatever happens, your name will live on. Amelia Earhart.
Queen of the air. Now hurry up. Go get a map of the world and let's start planning.
Okay.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 首先我们看的是 dub 这个动词。dub 是指把某个对象叫做某个名称或者是取绰号。注意它的过去式和过去分词都要重复字尾的 be 再加上 ed。例如 ,Sean was dubbed Prince by his classmates because he adores himself so much. Sean 因为太自恋了所以同学们给他取了王子的称号。或者是 ,The press has dubbed her the diva forever. 媒体封她为永远的天后。继续我们看的是 objective 这个名词。Objective 我们以前学过当形容词是指客观的但是在这里它是当名词意思是指目标例如 The objective of this session is to help trainees express themselves verbally 这堂课程的目标是帮助受训者用言语来表达自己或者是 The objective of this fundraising campaign is to collect $1 million这次募款活动的目标是募到$1,000,000。最后我们看的是 courageous 这个形容词，注意它的重音在 RA 这个音节，念成 courageous。courageous 是指勇敢的或者是英勇的。例如 ,He is a courageous fireman who has saved many people's lives. 他是一位救人无数英勇的消防队员。或者是 ,It was very courageous of you to tell the truth.你能够说出真相是非常有勇气的。And I know you can't wait for what comes next. Here you go.
Amelia Earhart. After Earhart's Atlantic crossing, the press dubbed her the Queen of the Air. As she planned new flights, opportunities arrived in the form of product promotions, a book deal, and a lecture tour.Setting and breaking records. In spite of the publicity, Earhart's objective continued to be flying. In 1932, she became the first woman to fly solo across the Atlantic. She then became the first person to fly solo over the Pacific from Hawaii to California in 1935. The final flight. As her 40th birthday approached, Earhart prepared for her biggest challenge,an around-the-world flight. On June 1, 1937, Earhart and her navigator, Fred Noonan, began their 46,671-kilometer journey in Florida. They arrived in New Guinea on June 29th with only 11,265 kilometers left to go. Sadly, their plane disappeared on the next leg of the trip, and they were never heard from again.Amelia once wrote to her husband, Please know that I am aware of the hazards, but women must try to do things as men have tried. Because of her courageous effort, Amelia Earhart's name lives on.
For decades, Amelia Earhart's death was covered in mystery. There were all kinds of theories as to what happened to her and her plane. Most likely what happened was Amelia and her navigator, Fred Noonan, crashed and died somewhere in the South Pacific. Supporting this theory is a recent discovery of human remains and the remains of a plane, much like the one Amelia Earhart flew in. It was found on an island in the South Pacific. Friends, tomorrow we're going back in time again to learn about the history of the radio. Please join us for that lesson. And until then, I hope all of you have a great day. Bye-bye, friends.